بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We go on to hadith number 15, the hadith of Anas ibn Malik. May Allah be pleased with him. And who will give us the honor of reading it, inshallah? Abdurrahman.
Narrated Anas ibn Malik, may Allah be pleased with him. Whenever the Messenger of Allah, may the peace of Allah be upon him, went to answer the call of nature, I, along with another boy, used to carry an idawah, that is a small container made from leather hide, full of water, and an anazah, that is spear-headed stick. And the Prophet would use the water to clean himself.
Anazah is a short spear that the Prophet used to carry a lot with him. It's called anazah. And the word, when it's written in Arabic, is similar to anza. The same four letters. Anazah. And anza means a small goat. So this word anaza, the spear, you find it in a number of hadith. For example, the Prophet ﷺ, whenever he used to pray, they used to put in front of him a anaza. Those who do not know fiqh, do not know Arabic well, they would say they would put in front of him a small goat. No, it's not anza, it's anaza. Now, this is one of the etiquettes of answering the call of nature. The Prophet used to go, ﷺ, and before answering the call of nature, he would be assisted by Anas ibn Malik and a small boy, and a young boy. They would bring him this idawa. Idawa is a container made of leather where it is full with water. Any container would do. And why would Anas do that? Because Anas was the servant of the Prophet ﷺ. How much did he charge for serving the Prophet ﷺ a month? Nothing. Why? Because his wise mother, and his mother's name is Anas, right? No, it's not right. This is the logical thing. But Anas ibn Malik's mother is one of the greatest female companions. Her name is Sulaym. Ummu Sulaym. She is the sister of Haram ibn Milhan. Haram ibn Milhan was of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ who were martyred in Bi'r Ma'unah, when he sent 70 of his companions to somewhere in the middle of Arabia to call people to Islam, and one tribe's leader, he betrayed them. And he, while Haram ibn Milhan was talking and introducing Islam to him, asked and ordered someone from his tribe to come from behind him and stab him from the back like a coward. What did Haram ibn Milhan do? He took the blood, he put it on his face, happily saying, I have won by Allah, the Lord of the Kaaba. I have won. And he died as a martyr. The man who killed him was shocked. What is he talking about? What kind of winning? He's dying. He's losing his wife, his house, his children. And the man embraced Islam afterwards, because he said that this is not from this world. And he, alhamdulillah, embraced Islam afterwards. Anyway, Sulaym, she gave her son, who was 9 years old, when the Prophet first came. And she said, O Prophet of Allah, Unais, which is another name of Anas, but in a nice, a motherly way. The Prophet Aisha, for example, what he used to call her? Aish. So this is form of playing with the names so that people like it. If you have, for example, Juwayriya, you call her Juri. Aisha, you call her Aish. These form of names to make things nice. So she said, O Prophet of Allah, Unais, a good servant, a learned boy. please take him. Look at this wise woman. Was she giving away her son? No, by Allah, she wasn't. She was investing. And what of an investment this is, to give your child to the mercy of the world, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be with him 10 years, learn from him, go with him, enter the house with him, exit with him. What kind of investment is this? Who among the Muslims does not know Anas ibn Malik? Everybody knows Anas ibn Malik, may Allah be pleased with him. So, Anas was serving the Prophet, and he found great joy of this. But from this hadith, we learn first that it is permissible for youngsters who are not slaves to serve others. It's permissible. Anas did it with the Prophet. It's permissible and recommended to serve those who have status in Islam, scholars, dignitary, because serving them shows respect, and our religion is built on respect. If any Muslim, practicing Muslim, mashallah, long beard, short thobe, big miswak, and he is disrespectful to the elders, even if he was the janitor, even if he's the man who's cleaning the floor, if you're disrespectful to him, then you know that you're not a good Muslim. If you are not having mercy to the children because they're younger than you, you are not even a good practicing Muslim. This is our religion. It's built, it's based on respect. From this hadith, we also learn that it is best to use water rather than hard substances. You remember, to clean yourself after urinating or defecating, you have two processes. One is called istijmar, and one is called istinja. Istijmar refers to cleaning yourself using hard substances, stones, pieces of wood, toilet paper, a piece of cloth. All of these are under the category of istijmar. And the condition is that these substances used can purify. What do you mean? I'll tell you. If you bring a piece of glass and try to purify yourself, can it purify? No, because it does not have a hard surface. So it does not wipe. No matter what you do, it does not wipe. It's so soft, it's so clean. It cannot help. And that is why scholars say to clean yourself, it has to have a hard surface, like a rock, like tissues, like cloth, like wood, like something that would be able to clean you. Istinja only happens with what? With water. So, we know that istijmar is there, but we also know that istinja is better. How do we know? Because by the consensus of scholars, it purifies better. Doesn't it? It does, definitely. And scholars say that from this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ could have asked Anas to bring him 3 stones, as in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. He said, I went with the Prophet ﷺ and he wanted to answer the call of nature, so he told me to bring him 3 stones and not to have in them any bones or dung of animals. So the Prophet may have asked and could have asked, but did not, which indicates that purification with water is far better. Now, the question is, what will we use, the anza or anaza? Anaza. What will we use the anaza for? It's going to answer the call of nature. Scholars say it is used to hide and conceal the figure of the Prophet ﷺ. Because if you have something erect and you hang a piece of cloth on it, it will cover you, so it will protect you from people not watching you. Remember, we're talking about 15 centuries ago. They did not have toilets. They did not have public toilets. They did not have even private toilets. 15 centuries ago, this was the case. And so many times people come up to me and say, Sheikh Hasim, why do you waste your time speaking about istijmar, about stones, about hard substances? Do you think by any chance that life would continue like this as we know it? No, it will not. There will come a time, and this might not be so far away, that all the fossil fuel that we have will go and will be all consumed. Then what? Alternative energy? Then what? People will go back to wood and burning wood, no electricity, no civilization, nothing. And this is completely explained thoroughly in the hadith of Sahih Imam Muslim, when the Prophet is talking alayhi salatu wasalam about the Dajjal, and when he's talking about the great battle, Al-Malhama, Al-Kubra, and when he talks about Ya'juj and Ma'juj, Gog and Mog and Bob, whatever they call them. The Prophet tells us that the people use their bows and arrows as fuel for fire for 7 years. Meaning that they use this as fire. And the Prophet told us about the 10 horsemen who go to find facts about the Dajjal. When the Shaitan tells them that the Dajjal is out, the Prophet says, I know their names and their father's names and the color of their horses, which means that they're not using any hammers or Humvees or planes or helicopters, they're using horseback. So we need to know how to clean ourselves in case we are out of civilization, in case we are in the woods, in case we are outdoors or off-roading, because life cannot go on as we know it. We have a break. Stay tuned, and inshallah, we'll be right back.